I've lost Doc. Doc. I'm sure he'll be in here in just a minute. He's going to cover one of the sides, and I'm going to cover the other. So we'll get him back. Here he comes. Here he comes. Yay, there you are. Now, here's how we're going to operate this. All I'm going to ask you to do is if you would like to share, just raise your hand. And if you're on this side, Doc, which side do you want?
Well, you're kind of leaning
toward. All right, I'm leaning that way. Then I will come to you, and I will extend to you the microphone, and then you just share something that the Lord has done in your life. Or if you would like to give a brief testimony of how God has gotten you to where you are right now, or some miracle that he's done in your life, in your family's life, something that you just want to add to this wonderful ensemble of praise that's being created today. So you do that. If you're on that side, raise your hand as well, and Doc will come.
I already have two picked out already.
Do you? All right. And now here's the thing. If this doesn't flow, we get to pick people.
Yes, we do.
So be ready. I think I have a lady ready to go right here.
Make it short, sweetie.
I give honor to God this morning, to my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to the pastor, and to the First Lady. I praise and I honor God today for the strength that he has given my body constantly. Every day, all day, through the day, whether there's pain, whether there's hurt, or whatever is going on in my body, all I know is that it's coming alive. And I know that I am running on the strength and endeavoring to do what God has for me to do. And I want to praise him and honor him for what he is doing.
Amen. Thank you, man. Thank you, man. We'll flip
Brother Purvis. Side. Sister Purvis, you can come. You can come.
I want to give praise to the Lord for all the blessings that we've had. In the last 3 years, we've had 6 surgeries between us, and we are healing. That healing comes from the Lord. I want to thank some people for what they have done. David and George were elders who came to pray over us before the surgeries. Sandy came and checked continually on us. The prayer warriors that are available in this church, like Miss Glenda and several others, it's an amazing, amazing place, and we are truly blessed. The sermons and teaching that was going on this summer on healing felt to us like it was just for us, but that helped sustain us in going through those surgeries. 53 years ago, the Lord had a plan for us and brought us together. We've talked about that continually. We really do worship the sovereign God. There's no question in our mind. And I want to thank all of you who have prayed for us over the past months. And please continue to. That healing continues. Yeah. Slow as it might be at times, we are confident in the promises of our Lord. We are truly blessed.
Good. All right. Thank you.
I really can't add too much except that I do appreciate that Doc, as well as Pastor Carey, came to the hospital, and Doc sat with us during Rick's surgery, and what a blessing that was. I thought, oh, this is going to be, you know, the most miserable time waiting. But he was so sweet, so good, and we were so blessed. So thank you, and thank you, too, for coming and praying with us.
Thank you, ma'am.
And I want to add one other thing, talking about our healing. What a blessing, and what a blessing all of you have been. You have all been so attentive and caring, and I just can't thank you enough for that. I would like to ask prayers also for my nephew, who's a dentist in Sugar Land. He's been our dentist. We've driven there since we've moved here. And he had a massive stroke between two oral surgeries the middle of October. And they say it's truly, truly a miracle that he has lived. But he is a very, believing young man, and God has been good, and he got to be home for Christmas. And so he's improving daily, and I just want to share that miracle with you too. But thank you, guys. We're truly blessed.
All right. Thank you. Anybody on my side? There we go.
I just want to say that I thank God. In the last of July, I had a stroke, a heart attack, and they said I wasn't going to make it. But thank God I didn't make it. Thank you.
I just want to say I appreciate my mother-in-law so much. She's been here for me the whole time. She's had a few health problems the last few years, and she's just really coming through all of it. And I just want to say thank you so much for everything, Mom.
Thank you.
I'm not going to try to stand up, but I think this is the back surgery row here.
Yeah.
I just want to say that there's a lot of amazing things about this church, but through my experience this year, I really needed help a lot of times going here, there, and yonder because I couldn't drive while I was taking all those drugs, which I really needed. But especially my home group really came through. If you're not in a home group, I totally recommend it because it's like your family in the church. And so these people spent a lot of time driving me here, there, and yonder, wherever I needed to go. And it was just like the Lord came through every time I needed it. You know, when I needed something, there was somebody there, not just to do it and leave, but because they really seemed to want to do it, which is really amazing. This church is like that. I've never been, and I'm old, so I've been in a lot of churches, and I've never been in a church with this many loving people. And so I just want to thank the Lord for that.
Right. Let's be courageous. Here we go.
There you are.
Yes, I'm Jerry Pettigo, and my wife, Judy, and just want to thank everybody here in this church and Doc for coming by. What, my wife had a back surgery back in November and doing great. Thank the Lord for being with her and getting her this far along.
There you go.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Well, one other thing, I told her when she started this surgery that I wasn't much on cooking. She's going to have to learn how to eat a spam a lot of different ways. Well, I thank all of our friends and neighbors that have fed us and for the prayers. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
I just, I guess I have a different praise report. God has truly been with us. He's Emmanuel to us and has been, is, and will be. This last year, we've gone through a very hard year. Our son, after 17 years of being married, went through a divorce. And it was very hard for us. And we have cried an ocean of tears. And now, happy tears, and because God has been with us, through the whole thing. He has sustained us, and I just want to thank the Lord for that. So, to God be the glory.
Who wants to stand on this side? Oh, here we go.
Thank you, Doc. I just have to thank God, number one, for bringing me to this church year or two ago. But about 2 years ago, my daughter and her two children just quit talking to each other, and it broke my heart. And I just prayed to God, and I just left it to God. I said, you handle it, you take care of it, and I just kind of stepped back. Well, this Christmas, my grandson came to our house for Christmas and was actually talking to my daughter and her husband. And her daughter had started calling her and talking to her a couple months ago. But I know the church has been praying for my daughter for her health problems. And I know they were praying also to get her family back together. So thank you all. I love you all.
All right. Never give up. Never give up. There you go.
Definitely never give up. My son was diagnosed with stage 4 cancer and given 6 months to live, and that was 4 years ago. 2 years ago, he lost his insurance and has not been able to get medical care. And this last week, we received a letter. His insurance was reinstated. No explanation. They just gave it back. And I totally believe that was a gift from God. And through everything, I have just always prayed, thy will be done, no matter what. And just don't ever give up and always thank God for every day.
We're from Pennsylvania, and your pastor looks like the chaplain at a jail.
Oh, that's...
I'm involved in the jail ministry. I should have said that first.
Oh, mercy.
But Saturday, 2 weeks ago, we had our discipleship class, which every other Saturday we do it. And I was sharing my testimony from 1973 when my wife and I were led to the Lord by a pastor that visited us. And I explained about some verses, Romans 3:23, Romans 6:23, Romans 5:8, Romans 10:9, Romans 10:13. And I quoted them as I gave the reference and so forth. And there was a man that was sitting in the front. We had 11 men that day. And as I explained that the pastor asked us a question, if you were to die today, do you know where you'd spend eternity? And at that point in time, we didn't know. We knew where we wanted to be, but we didn't know for sure. So he led us to the Lord. And as I explained, and he carefully told us, I can lead you in a prayer. And if you just say the words to the prayer, that's all they'll be, is just words. So with that warning, so to speak, we prayed. And we had three small children at the time, 5, 3, and 1. And they were wanting a drink of water. They wanted to go to the bathroom and so forth. But it was our day to get saved. So this man that's in the front row, as I was sharing what we said, he was saying it. And I didn't realize at the time, he was not just saying it, he was meaning it. And he burst into tears later, uncontrollable tears. And I thought, wow. Because we didn't necessarily break into tears when we got saved, but I believe this man truly became a born-again believer 2 weeks ago yesterday.
Wow.
So that's a testimony, and I don't know. I saw where you have a prison ministry here. Mm-hmm. So that's wonderful. I wasn't involved in a prison ministry until about maybe 8 years ago. But I've seen a lot of opportunities, and God's blessed.
Yeah.
So thank you.
Thanks, sir. Thanks, sir.
Keep doing it. Keep doing what you're doing.
I always hold my breath when people say, you look like. It wasn't me. It wasn't me. Okay.
Sister Stacy.
Okay.
She's got one.
All right.
I've been sitting here trying to figure out how to put all of it together, and it's a little difficult because there's so many things to be thankful for and to praise God for. We all in this church are abundantly blessed materially. So we have that to be grateful for, and we shouldn't take it for granted. In my own personal life, my family, you know, we had an uproar, and God miraculously healed it, and I praise God for that. I've been with this church from the beginning, and I want to thank every person, the deacons, the elders, the home group leaders, the Bible study teachers, everybody for their involvement, because it's truly made this church grow and be a loving, welcoming church. But I want to especially thank our pastors. Your teachings are amazing, and you have blessed us so abundantly. And I do praise God for you. And I praise God for Doc, too. The music ministry has just been a blessing. So I thank each and every one of you. Thank you.
Good. Thank you, ma'am. Part of her miracle just came in the door right there. I'll repeat for you Jim's story of the burning car at the airport. The miracle, literally miracle, that God did to keep that guy alive. He's got him in a scope. He loves that guy, doing great things for him. Okay, I'm sorry, I wasn't going to say anything. Ma'am? Oh, good. I'm going to get on your side. You got on my side a while ago.
Okay. I'm covering the back.
Right. I'm like Stacy. I don't know how to give you what God has done this year, but two things that God brought to mind. Our oldest grandson started having epileptic fits when he was 4. So this year he turned 16. We didn't know how he would drive. And he passed a 24-hour neurological test and is given the clearance to drive. And that was a huge praise to us. But in this process, they found out they had him on the wrong medication. And when they changed his medicine, he became from a morose, quiet, to just a vibrant, loving kid. And so we praise the Lord for that.
Yes.
But another miracle that goes back to this man who shared the gospel this last time when we went to Moldova. And before we left, I told my daughter, I said, I am praying that Maria comes to know Jesus. And she said, oh, wouldn't that be neat? Maria is the mother of one of our daughter-in-laws that's Russian. And she's always been very closed to the gospel. And a year ago, on the New Year's Eve, she had a stroke. So we went to visit her this time. She was very, very different. And through our question that Ron started, I was able to share the gospel in Russian for the first time all by myself without a translator being there. She really listened quietly, and I am still praying. I have been praying for this lady's salvation for almost 25 years. But this is the first time she listened. She agreed that she was a sinner. She agreed to the things that she heard. And I praise the Lord. I know one day she will be in heaven with us.
There you go.
Dirks and I have 7 grandkids, and after this year, only one, little Victoria, who's age 5, is the only one who has not received Christ into her heart. I'm grateful for sons and daughters and their husband and wives to be godly people, but I want to challenge y'all to do something. I have a little plate right by the door that I go in and out of all the time with my keys next to it. And on that little plate, I've put an acorn. And that acorn reminds me of all my little acorns, my grandkids. And every time I see that acorn, I pray, Father, grow my little acorns into mighty oaks of righteousness. For your name's sake and for your glory and for your mighty use on this earth. And we're seeing that happen. Daniel, our second oldest grandson, a year ago at the school Meet Me at the Pole exercise, in his school in San Antonio, with almost 3,000 students in that school, he was the only student who stood at the pole praying. Through this past year, with the help of his youth pastor and their church, they have seen 400 students in that school come to Jesus Christ, and they're being discipled in their church. Pray for God to raise up your grandkids, and some of you, your great-grandkids, into mighty oaks of righteousness.
Good. Thank you, sir.
Pastor, I can testify for somebody. I know they're not, probably not going to stand up, but I was here one time when they were working on the building and electricity was turned off, and I was sitting up here out in the foyer. And Cindy came in. As soon as she came in, Bobby called her and said that Elizabeth had been in a car accident. And you know, if you have children or grandchildren, the things that run through your mind when your children are on the highway, it's kind of nerve-wracking. You know, we can go to God, but still, as humans, you know, we worry about our kids when they drive because you can't be there with them. And she had a car accident, and I started praying. And come to find out, she was okay. Death tries to take us out of here. The enemy tries to take us out because of the prayers of the righteous over your life. Your life was spared to give you another opportunity.
That's good.
Yes. Mother Shirley, I got close to Brother Bob this year. He was an inspiration to me, to my wife. And you never wavered. The strength that God gave you to persevere and to continue on with his legacy that he left, being married and together for 71 years, that touched me beyond what you would think. And I've seen you come to church to worship God and to lift him up. That's awesome what you're doing. I don't think you've hardly ever missed a Sunday. And I mean, you're probably one of the ones here that probably can take a few Sundays off. I know Miss Vicky. Miss Vicky's went through this year. I went to see her when I first came here. Miss Vicky was going through some health problems. God has touched you. And he sustained you through all the things. And this year I've been able to experience that. And to see how God has given Miss Shirley strength to persevere and continue to be here. And Miss Vicky to see. Miss Vicky's 98 years old. She probably forgot most of the stuff that we still don't even know. What an inspiration. My testimony to be here at this church. Yeah. I'm going to try not to cry. But I have never experienced a church like this. And my wife and I, we've been to three. And I've seen a lot of other churches, but the love that was here. And this was our first time coming here to this church on New Year's Eve. It was actually New Year's Eve because Christmas was on a Monday last year. But we came and we sit right there in the back. I think it was behind Bobby and Cindy. And we saw the love and the family that we had been missing. And you guys took us in. You let me be who I am. You guys took us in. And I'm so thankful for that. Because we feel like we're part of the family now. It's been 9 months. Seemed like it's been 9 years. But I love it. And what a joy it is to work with a pastor that loves the Lord. That preaches the gospel. Preaches from the Bible. That is missed these days. To preach the word of God. It seems like the Bible is not enough. So I got to go all off and make up all these, do all this stuff. But what it is a joy. I walk downstairs from my office. I come in there. He's studying. He's reading the Bible. He's asking God to give him a word that he can give you. A fresh word. I'm so thankful to be a part of this church. I get a little excited sometimes, but that's just the way I am. Because I feel like dancing right now. That's who I am. I've been like this all my life. Dance before the Lord like David did. He danced before the Lord.
Yeah.
I'm not going to dance out of my clothes, but I'm going to do a little dance.
Yeah. I thought you were moonwalking right there. I didn't know what.
I can't be still when I talk about the goodness of God. God is so good. He's been so good to us. We're able to move into a new home. It's new to us. What a joy. The church supporting us and being behind us. And thank you so much for the cards and the letters and helping us get things that we had lost last year and getting more things. I'm so happy. I'm just grateful and so thankful. Brother Gary, appreciate the lunches. Man, yeah. Love you. There's so many people that I could, you know, acknowledge, you know, that's been blessed has blessed us this year. We're so happy.
All right. And I tell you, yeah, please do that. The Lord had selected Dot for us before we ever knew him. And when we met him, we knew why God had saved him for us so that we could have him here. He has given us a joy that just mixes in with the love that's already here. It's a great thing. Thanks, Doc, for doing that. Let me take advantage of kind of what he started. Let me tell you some other examples that I've seen in here. Dennis, if you want to know how a man stands with his wife when she's going through difficult times, should have watched this guy if you didn't. The faithfulness of being there for her. Even when things didn't look as good as we wanted them to, he's there saying, hey, pray for my wife. Great, great example of that. Same thing with Gary over there. Barbara went through some heart flips that they couldn't get a handle on, and they were the serious kind. And here's this guy standing right with her, faithful to walk with her through that. And I could go through every aisle here, I mean every pew here, and point out how you guys have done that. This church sets the example for how you're supposed to live before the Lord. You're faithful. You call in for prayer. We got prayer warriors that are begging to pray for you. They want to pray for you. And you know they have prayed for you when they have prayed, because God answers their prayers. I know there are grandparents who've gone through times with their kids getting married. Did they pick the right one? Pulling out the gun just in case it wasn't best. But he put it back in the closet. He did. But there are others. We have a family that lost a child some time back, about two years ago. And we have been praying for them ever since. And they did in vitro because the other method wasn't working. And now she is carrying a baby to full term. And it's just things that our prayers have been a part of and have been a part of your life. This church is a blessing. There's three things that go along with blessings. You can receive a blessing, which we hope you have done so. You can give a blessing to others by what you've shared and what you do and how they see the example of your life. But the main thing is you can, what did I just say? Give a blessing? Be a blessing, which you have no idea how you are that blessing to me. When Jan and I came here three and three quarters years ago, we're getting close to having been here almost 4 years. I've never, ever been a part of a church that I have loved like this church. I have never found a morning where I've said, oh, do I have to go in? Do I have to do that again? This church is the delight of my life. And what God said, if you'll trust in me, I'll give you the desires of your heart. I had no idea that you guys would be that desire. And I thank you for that. All right? All right, that's enough.
Miss Glenda's, she going to close it out. You going to close it out? Close it out with a dance.
I don't know about closing it out, but I didn't intend to speak this morning whatsoever. But God has different plans than we have sometime. Amen. In fact, my husband asked me this morning, was I going to share? And I said, no. But I cannot leave here this morning without sharing. And it's about prayer. I'm so thankful for the power there is in prayer. Prayer changes things. It changes things. We don't have to. Just think about this. We don't have to go and kill an animal or animals and seek out a priest, pastor. A prayer can be a thought, a mind thought, or a word. You think about that. And the second thing I want to praise God about and for is that in 2018, God really revealed and brought this home to me as never before. That He knows what's best for us. And He's going to do what's best for us. In the time that's best for us or whatever we're believing for. Now, He revealed that to me in a special way in 2018. And then what did He do? He reinforced it with messages from our God-given pastor on sovereignty. Do you remember any of those messages? He's a sovereign God. And then God went a step further and He related it to me like this. He said, Glenda, you know, like when we're raising our teenagers and so, oh, maybe they get to be about 15 and they think they're ready to drive, you know, and they're ready for that sports car, or that Mustang or that, what do you call that Chevrolet that's real fast, Camaro or something like that, you know. But now relate this. You can always bring it down to an earthly basis. But God says, like a parent, now wait a minute. Let's wait till you're 16, 18, and maybe a sedan or the used SUV. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? What's best for you? At the right time. Because God's given His ultimate. He cannot give any more. That's how much He loves us. So He's going to give us what's best for us at the right time. And then this morning, I want to just close with this and then I'll sit down. But I heard instead of we need to make prayer our ultimate. And not just the last chance.
Yes, yes. So we all, y'all, could you stand with us as we sing this song? Give thanks.